Welcome to The Deep Dive, which is part of the Pipcot podcast. Today, we're going to take a really close look at some source material that I think promises a bit of liberation for a lot of people. We're pulling key excerpts from the Pipcot bestseller, Beyond the Numbers, A Natural Guide to Weight Management.
And this deep dive is really for you if you're that person who is just tired, you know, tired of the tracking, the logging, tired of letting an app decide if you had a good day or a bad day.
Just based on numbers.
It's that obsession with calories and carbs that, frankly, exhaust us before we even get started.
Absolutely. And that's our mission today, to just cut through all that noise. We're pulling out the key insights from this guide to show you a path to weight management that feels simpler, more natural.
Sustainable, even.
Yes, and genuinely enjoyable. We want to find that sweet spot, that alignment between your body and what you eat. Okay, let's unpack this.
Well, the guide starts with this central promise, and it's a big one. It says you can manage your weight, feel fantastic, and actually enjoy food without being, you know, chained to a calculator.
Which sounds like the dream, honestly.
Man, it's a huge shift in focus. It's about moving from strict measurement to awareness and quality. The idea is if you get the quality right, the numbers sort of take care of themselves.
I found it really fascinating that before even getting to the food, the discussion starts with technology. It mentions these handheld diet gadgets that sound, well, a bit like science fiction.
They are pretty neat. The guide calls them tiny nutrition wizards, and they're sophisticated. They can track your food, calculate intake based on your goals.
And they remember what you ate before.
Yeah, they have a memory bank of your meals. It's like the ultimate digital food journal designed to make you more aware.
Right, but here's the crucial part. And where the analysis gets really sharp, the authors are so quick to add context. They say these gadgets are helpful aids, but they are absolutely not a magic pill.
Exactly. That's the key distinction. The guide warns you not to outsource your own self-awareness.
So it's a tool.
It's just a tool. A very clever one, but a tool nonetheless. It helps you stay informed, but you still have to eat right and listen to your body. It's there to augment your choices, not replace them.
That distinction tool versus solution is so important. And this kind of insight, this entire framework, it's all drawn from the best-selling ebooks you can find in the Pipcot ebook store.
Mm-hmm.
So if this approach is resonating with you, please visit www.pipcot.com/books to download and get the full picture.
It's all about making that high-quality, actionable knowledge accessible.
Speaking of which, before we dive into the food philosophy, a quick reminder. Please subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. It really helps you stay in the loop for these deep dives. So let's use that idea of awareness as a bridge. If the gadget provides data awareness, Pipcot argues that your eyes and your plate provide more natural awareness.
That's the pivot.
It's moving away from counting everything and towards just eating the right types of food.
Mm.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
This is the big philosophical shift. Instead of looking at weight management as restriction, you know, what you can't eat, the guide flips it to be about abundance.
The eat more, not less strategy.
Exactly. Eat more, not less, as long as that more is built on three key nutritional pillars.
Okay, let's get specific. Walk us through those pillars. How does this go beyond just eat your greens?
Well, the first pillar is, of course, maximizing veggies and fruits. That's the foundation. It's low calorie, nutrient dense, sure, but the real magic is the fiber.
Okay, so it's not just about feeling full.
It's deeper than that. The Pipcot research really highlights how fiber boosts specific gut hormones, peptides like GLP-1 and CCK. These are critical signals. They talk directly to your brain and signal satiety. So by boosting them, you naturally feel full longer, and the urge to count every single calorie just fades.
That makes so much sense. You're working with your body's chemistry, not against it.
Yeah.
Okay, so fill the plate with color and fiber. Pillar number two.
Healthy fats. And we have to be specific here. Nuts, eggs, legumes, avocados. For decades, we were taught to fear fat, but these unsaturated kinds are essential. They help with hormones and, crucially, with that feeling of fullness. They slow digestion right down.
And that helps with cravings, I imagine.
Big time. It's what stops that mid-afternoon energy crash that sends you running for a snack.
I think a lot of our listeners are on board with healthy fats, but the third pillar. This is where I think people might get nervous, especially with all the low-carb trends.
Right, and that pillar is whole grains. And the guide is very clear. This is not about cutting out carbs. Your body needs them. The key is the type of carb. Ditch the white, refined stuff, which your body treats just like sugar, and embrace things like oats, quinoa, brown rice, whole wheat.
The fear with carbs, though, is always the insulin response. What does the guide say about managing that?
That's where balance is everything. It's not just eat whole grains, it's pair them. You always have them with protein and a healthy fat. That combination slows down digestion even more. It stabilizes your blood sugar and it keeps that insulin response really gentle and manageable.
I see. So it's the combination that's key.
It is. And when you do that, the number become less important. What's fascinating here is if your plate is, as the guide says, colorful and mostly from nature, you are already on the right track. You're doing it right.
Okay, that's a powerful framework. But a good guide also needs boundaries. The source material lists some big no-nos that it says can mess up your progress big time.
Yes, and it's not just about calories, it's about the metabolic chaos they cause. The first one is obvious: refined sugar bombs. Sodas, candy, most fruit juices, they give you that quick spike and then a horrible crash that just makes you crave more sugar. It's a vicious cycle.
Right. And number two is processed foods, which is where a lot of the hidden stuff is.
Precisely. Processed foods are so tricky. They're packed with hidden fats, hidden sugars, high sodium, all engineered to make you eat more. They're designed to bypass your body's natural I'm full signals.
If you can't pronounce the ingredients, maybe steer clear.
That's a great rule of thumb. And the third no-no is something often overlooked because it's so social. Heavy alcohol.
The empty calories.
Empty calories, yes, but it's more than that. It's a triple threat. It taxes your liver, which needs to be processing fat.
Yeah.
And maybe most importantly, it lowers your inhibitions. All those good intentions can just go out the window after a couple of drinks.
So it's not just what we eat, but also how we eat. The guide talks about behaviors that seem so simple, but can be really transformative.
They are absolutely critical. First, eat slowly. It takes about 20 minutes for those gut hormones we talked about to signal your brain that you're full. If you rush, you'll miss a signal.
Then you'll overeat.
And you'll overeat. The guide also says to really enjoy each night, to satisfy that psychological need for food. And finally, a big one, avoid eating just out of boredom.
Oh, that's a tough one.
It is. But that feeling of boredom can trigger cortisol, a stress hormone, which often leads us straight to high-calorie comfort foods. The guide says to just stop and ask, am I hungry or am I just restless?
That's a great question to ask. Okay, let's shift to what the guide calls facts over fads. Because there are some universal truths about nutrition that don't change no matter what the latest trend is.
Right. We have to start with the basics. The first is just the law of thermodynamics. Calories are energy. Burn more than you eat, you lose weight. It's that simple. But, and this is a huge but, the guide immediately says focusing only on that number is often the wrong approach. The quality of those calories changes the whole equation.
It affects your metabolism, how satisfied you feel.
Everything. So the truth isn't wrong, but the narrow focus on it is misleading. Then there's the big correction about carbs.
That they aren't evil.
They are not evil, they're essential fuel. The real truth is about choosing the right fuel, the complex kind bundled with fiber and nutrients for steady energy. Extreme carb restriction usually just leads to fatigue and binging.
And the last universal truth.
Is balance. Your body needs that mix of protein, complex carbs, and healthy fats to really be humming. Cutting out an entire food group, it just throws the whole system out of whack long term.
This leads perfectly into the myth-busting section. This is where I think people have those big aha moments. What's the first big myth the guide tackles?
It's the huge myth of fat. We touched on it, but it's so important. For so long, fat was the villain. That led to all these low-fat, high-sugar processed foods that were so much worse for us. The guide makes it clear. Good fats, like an avocado or nuts, are great for your heart. They are your friend.
Okay, what about the second myth? It's about protein.
Yes, the idea that more protein is always better. It's become almost like a competition. And while protein is essential for muscle, the guide warns that extreme, sustained high-protein diets can potentially put a lot of stress on your kidneys over time. Again, balance is key.
And the final one is about sugar, which is a big point of confusion for a lot of people.
It really is. The guide draws a very clear line. The natural sugars you find in whole fruit, they're fine.
Because they come with fiber.
Exactly. They come bundled with fiber and nutrients that buffer the impact. But processed refined sugar has no buffer. It's just a direct hit to your system. And this raises an important question. How often do we mistake a highly processed item, like a sugary cereal, for an actual whole food?
All the time. And clearing up that confusion is so valuable. That depth of knowledge is really what Pitcot provides. We really encourage you to explore all of the resources we're drawing from today. Just visit www.pitcot.com for more. Okay, let's bring it all home with practical, actionable advice. We've talked philosophy. What are the simple tips someone can start using today?
The guide has four immediate action items. The first, and maybe the most important, is to plan your meals. I know that sounds like work, but planning reduces what they call decision fatigue. When you know what you're eating, you're not making impulsive last-minute choices at a drive-thru.
You're taking back control. What's number two?
Cook at home. It's that simple. When you cook, you control the salt, the fat, the sugar. You can actively make those healthier swaps we've been talking about and avoid all the hidden junk.
Number three is so simple, but so often overlooked. Hydration.
Drink lots of water. The guide has a great rule. Drink a full glass of water 15 minutes before every meal. So often that feeling we think is hunger is actually just thirst. This one little trick can naturally help manage your appetite.
Love that. And the final tip takes us out of the kitchen.
Move your body. And listen, you don't need to spend 2 hours at the gym. The guide says consistency is so much more important than intensity. Even just a brisk 30-minute walk every day works wonders. It helps with stress, mood. It's huge.
So what does this all mean? When you put it all together, the bottom line from the Pitcot guide seems to be that counting calories and carbs, it could be a tool for a little while, but it shouldn't be the end goal.
Never the goal.
The real focus should be on eating real food, maybe using tech for a little backup, and I think this is key, being kind to yourself through the process.
The guide sums it all up with this one profound line that I love. It says, healthy living doesn't have to be hard. It just has to be honest.
Honest about what you're eating, why you're eating.
And honest about listening to your body's real signals for hunger and fullness. And that leads to a final provocative thought for you to take away from all this. If adopting a colorful, mostly from nature plate, dramatically reduces the need to track numbers in your diet, what other areas of your life could benefit from the same shift? You know, shifting away from granular measurement and focusing more on quality and intention to something to chew on.
That's a fantastic thought to end on. Thank you so much for walking us through this deep dive. It was incredibly insightful. And before everyone goes, just a couple of final reminders. Please subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button if you love our show. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. And remember, for the full context on everything we discussed, visit www.pitcot.com. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Thank you for being there with us.